Welcome to the Where Rural Matters podcast, the official podcast of the Texas Rural Education Association. Here, we spotlight the people, policies, and programs making a difference in rural schools across Texas. TREA, Where Rural Matters.
Well, hello. I'm Bill Tarleton, Executive Director with the Texas Rural Education Association, and I'm here with Katie Andrus. Katie represents a grant program out of the University of Kansas, and it's a very exciting opportunity for our TREA members. And it's not only is it free, it also provides stipends for the schools. And so, but it's got a funny name. It's called CWFIT. And so I'm going to turn it over to Katie. Katie, thank you for being here. And I will just let you take off and explain what it is and this opportunity for three more school districts. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. And thank you for having me on. I'll just start by saying just a little bit about myself. I am a former teacher and youth programmer turned researcher. So I'm really passionate about helping teachers get the tools that they need in an accessible way. And I'm a big advocate for rural education everywhere. And I'm calling in here from Kansas. I've lived all over, but I'm here in Lawrence, Kansas now. The opportunity for schools that we have is to participate in our study. We're funded for a 5-year study, and this is the third year of the study. So what it is an opportunity for any rural school, and that can be a K-5 ELA teacher or 6th, 7th, or 8th, any core subject teacher, to participate in a study regarding a classroom-wide behavior intervention. And so it is a tier one intervention, so it's for the whole class. It has been studied for several years already, actually, for about 15 years. And my boss is the one who created this thing, and it's called CWFIT. And what it is essentially, it is a game that you're gonna play that wraps around your instruction as you teach, that just basically increases on-task behavior, it increases student engagement, and decreases disruptions, and overall creates just a more harmonious classroom environment. And as a result, teachers get more time to teach. And so this is going to give you just another tool in your toolbox as a teacher to manage behaviors. And I've seen it work really well for every type of teacher, from the new teacher to the seasoned teacher. It really conforms and kind of fits around your individual teaching style. And that's what we're doing. And we are working in 7 states. We are not just in Texas, but in Texas, we have 3 more spaces for this coming fall. It is a fall semester study and intervention, and we got 3 more spots, so that's what we're here to talk about. We are partnering with TREA, of course. We partner with the Rural Schools Association in every state that we work with, and I'm just here to spread the word about this tool because I've seen it be so effective in just my first, you know, couple years with this study.
Thanks, Katie. Now, Katie, this also pays stipends for the school and some personnel, is that correct?
Yes, let me break that down real quick. So at the school level, participating districts, we say districts because we usually do the business service agreement through the district. It can be the district or the school. Schools receive $20,000 for their participation, and that will be split into 2 sums, one for the fall semester and then one again in the spring semester, even though the teacher's responsibilities are for the study are just during the fall semester. And for the teachers will also receive a stipend of $1,000 each over the course of the fall semester. And that's just paid out across the whole fall semester on a Visa gift card is what it looks like. So that can be spent on anything they like.
Awesome. So, what are the responsibilities for $20,000? There's got to be some responsibilities for the district.
Yes.
So what does the district officials, principals, who has to do what in that scenario?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, it's funny because I've had past participants kind of come back to me at the end of it and say, "Oh, is that all?" Like almost like they thought there was going to be a string attached, or more that they had to do. But really, ultimately, all we're looking for is in the fall, you're going to help, you're going to sign on to the business service agreement, of course, and then help to identify interested teachers because even though the business service agreements are going to be at the superintendent or principal or admin level, we of course need, ideally 2 to 6 teachers at each school to participate. So they're going to help kind of be a liaison between those teachers and myself to find those interested teachers that I can talk to get them signed up and sign on to the business service agreement. And then there's a little bit of logistics with the fall just to make sure that we can get through their firewalls with where the study does involve sending the teachers a tablet that they'll be recording themselves on in a secured platform. And so they've got to, we've got to have the IT team help us get through the firewalls. And then in the spring, it's really just helping to get some de-identified data that we're going to be collecting as baseline measures for the study. And like I said, everything is very secured and de-identified because it is a study, a federal study. So that is really it as far as their participation. And then with the understanding that that stipend that goes to the school would hopefully be used for anything that can help support behavior management and behavior, needs and modifications within that school. So it could be like professional development or maybe sending some teachers to some conferences. I've seen creative things done like making a sensory room for those students that need a brain break to go to. But really, we don't attach a lot of specifications to what those monies can be used for.
Awesome. Now, I know that in the first cohort, if I'm not mistaken, Palacios was one of those districts. I know they had success with it. Do you who was in the second cohort
Yeah,
of
this
PREA schools?
so it's so nice. They always want to do it twice. So Palacios was in the very first school, and then they participated again next year, last year, excuse me. And last year we also had Valley Mills participate, and Valley Mills will be participating again this year. Now, a school can't participate twice, but if you have multiple schools in your district, then you could sign up for 2 years. So Valley Mills participated last year, and they're going to be participating again this coming fall. Cotulla ISD, Encinal in Cotulla participated last year. We had Riesel last year and Mart as well.
Awesome.
Yeah, and
Great.
then this year we're also going to have Dew and Vishrod as well.
Awesome. Well, as you said, we have room for three more schools. We hope that those will get filled up, and I feel like they will. That's a great opportunity. I'm not sure who would want to pass up a free classroom management opportunity and professional development, but I hope that you do get some takers. Anything else in closing that you want to mention?
Yeah, thank you. I would just say, that it really, some people might hear, oh, a study or think like, oh, another thing I have to do. And really, truly, when you look at it over the span of an entire fall semester, it truly is not too much work. We estimate about 4 to 6 hours off contract time for teachers total over the entire course of that semester. So that's
Wow.
just what I would say there. We provide free professional development, all the tools and materials that you need. And then, of course, you have constant contact with myself to just kind of help you keep everything in order and get through that study. I guess I would just say that they can get in touch with, of course, yourself or myself in terms of if people are out there listening and would like to check it out. So I don't know if we should. I mean, I can read off my email, I guess.
Yeah, why don't you do that, Katie? And then we will also have it on TREA and I'll explain that. But go ahead and read off your email.
Oh, great. Okay. So it is just katy dot ANDRUS at KU.edu for more information.
And if anybody missed that, we can certainly Bonnie and Maverick and I will be available to give you that. If you just give us a call, text, or email, and all of our information is on our website at txrea.com. And I know members have also gotten newsletters with Katie's information in it, so and those are all available as well. So it's readily available, but we can certainly get you in touch with Katie if you're interested in this program. Once again, Katie, thank you very much. We like to keep these short and sweet, and this was great. We very much appreciate your time, and take care in Kansas.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you all so much for having me on.
Take care. Everybody have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Where Rural Matters podcast, brought to you by the Texas Rural Education Association. Stay connected, stay informed, and keep advocating for rural education in Texas.